Insects that pollinate our crops and flowers have been in sharp decline in their populations. Bearbell Eric is pollinator coordinator. She says the department has been securing grants to improve pollinator habitat, and she says they've already had grants to improve roadside habitat in Three Lakes and a grant to work with farmers. Most recently, they've been planning to work adjacent to the courthouse to provide habitat for bumblebees, butterflies, including monarchs who need milkweed to survive. Part of the planning, she says, is a walkway among the flowers and pollinators.
The walkway will go through the flower bed that's in planning here at the courthouse. It's on the east side of the Oneida County Courthouse. Yeah, we are just essentially planning the construction, and then we'll put the flowers in afterwards so that they don't get damaged.
Eric says agriculture has changed the ecosystem and many of the pollinators are finding less habitat and pesticides have killed them. She says even the seeds of plants have been modified to accept pesticides that harm pollinators along with less beneficial bugs. She says countries in Europe have outlawed the use of chemicals that affect pollinators.
There's been studies coming out that in Europe there's been a decline of 80% of the insects. The ongoing number for the North America is 50% at this time, decrease in insect activity. And, you know, that clearly includes the group of the pollinators.
The federal government has designated next week as National Pollinator Week to help draw attention to the declining populations of insects that are needed by humans. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.